Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast. I'm Rebecca Lawrence and this is Voices. In this set of interviews, I will be focusing on issues of inclusion, diversity and allyship through intimate conversations with wine industry professionals from all over the globe. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps us cover equipment, production and publication costs, and remember to subscribe and rate our show wherever you tune in. Welcome to the Italian Wine Podcast with me, Rebecca Lawrence. I'm excited to be joined today by winemaker and social activist Stefania Peppe from Abruzzo on the east coast of Italy. Welcome to the podcast, Stefania.
Ciao Rebecca, grazie. E grazie a tutti voi che ci ascoltate. Oh, I'm sorry, I was speaking Italian. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you to you and thank you to everyone that are listening to us.
So no doubt our listeners might be familiar with some of your wines or perhaps your father's, but just in case they are not, can you tell us where we could find your winery in Abruzzo and what grapes you have planted?
Yes, I'm Stefania Peppe. I have a big heritage on my side because my father is Emilio Peppe, the one that is living in Montepulciano d'Abruzzo from the beginning. I've been working with him for 30 years. I decided to start my own. We are in the center of Italy. We are really lucky because we live in the Abruzzo region that is called the Green Heart of Europe. 300 meters on the livello del mare, as you can see, just 50 minutes from the beach, 1 hour from the mountain. It's like a painting of an artist. Everyone has his own land, so they cultivated their lands like gardens. Everything is very well kept, and small vineyards, small olive tree. Everyone has his own vineyard, his own olive tree, and it's really very, very nice to see it. My winery, I decided to create my winery before, while I was working with my father. I told him that I wanted to create my own from the beginning. And he was not so happy and said, but you are a woman, what do you want to do? But after I finished my university, at 23 years old, I did my first project, because I did a thesis in organic and biodynamic wines, and I won a competition on the financial help that was giving to a young entrepreneur. And when they asked me who are the people that are creating it, I said, me, myself, just a woman. Yes, just a woman. And you want to create a wine cellar of 5 million euro? Yes, I do. And they decided not to give me the money because I was too young, I was a woman, and I was just one. At 40 years, I did the same. I did by myself, not asking for help to anyone. I started the vineyard that my father gave it to me when I did the degree. He gave it to me a gift for that. So I had a small vineyard. And then I asked it to my father to give it to me, his old wine cellar, where at 4 years old I was stamping on the grapes from there. So it was rebirthing again, starting from the beginning. But I was 40, I was alone, and I was a woman by myself. Then when I created my first wine and won the first prize on the Italian Wine Guide, they said, okay, now I'm going to do my wine cellar. And 2006, I started. And now, after 11 years, I have 4 different farms. One, the one I created in 2006. Second farm is the one where I create the Pepe Rosso, Pepe Bianco, Pepe Rosa, and Pepe Nero. It's dedicated to the biodynamic wine, very old vine, biodynamically cultivated. Another one is where I have the international cepage. I've added my Montepulciano, also the Merlot de Cabernet. Why? Because after the master of wine I made in France, and I went to do a stage at Chateau Margaux, everywhere there they were using Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and they were taking my head with all the percentage of different cépages they were putting on the wine. Say, why? We have only Montepulciano and Trebbiano in our place. Maybe we should try. We should see what happens. And so I added to our Montepulciano that is very strong, very tough, the Merlot and the Cabernet Sauvignon. So now I have an international wine that is called, I call it Contro la Guerra, that means against the war. And it's dedicated first to my father, because he didn't want me to create my own, and I did it. And second to all the producers, because to mix together different vineyards maybe can be useful if you can get better wine. And my Contro la Guerra 2006 won the first prize on the Italian Wine Guide. And then I introduced it also to the Venetian competition, and has always a great success because it's more international style. Maybe people are using more to drink this kind of wine, and it's always made without chemicals and without using any spice. So it was a great success for me, like the Pepinero also, that is the first wine I make using wood. And then there is another farm that it's not my Merito, but I got this from my husband, because I lost my husband 10 years ago, and he left me one big farm of 30 hectares in Fucci in San Buono, that is close to Vasto, and it's a wonderful place, but it's too hard for me to go there, because every time I go there I feel the sorrow of not having my husband with me there. So I decided to let other people take care of it. How? I want to create a kind of community of person that will go there and work there with their personality, their way of living, their way of working. They have a farm of 30 hectares. There are houses, there are horse place. They can take care of about the vineyard, they can take care about the olive tree, they can take care about the vegetables, animals, there is happening. So I decided to give the opportunity to people that are not happy to live in a city side, they're not happy to live with the family they are in, and they have the strength to change their life, to leave what they have, and to start a new life, they can come. I give them the opportunity to be in my wine cellar, in my farm, and start a new life, creating their own product. Because my idea, my concept is that everyone has to be happy. I'm a teacher too. When I'm in front of someone, I think always, what can I do for him to let him grow and do the best?
This project that you talk about,
yeah,
has been particularly inspiring for the team here, because as we understand it, it's your mission in particular to give this land, to give this opportunity to women, because you are a great advocate of women.
Yes, exactly. First of all, because I was always penalized, like being a woman in this world of men. And I was really young, and we started the Association of Women of Wine when I was just 18. And I was so proud of it. I've always had close to me my father that was saying, "Wow, well, you know, you are a woman. The workers that are always older than men." I would say, "Ah, but you are a woman." So, like, always have been kind of disappointing to me to hear this. Yes, I'm a woman, and I've studied so much, and I worked so much, I'm able to do everything I want. And the same are for the other women. But a lot of them, they cannot do what they want because they do not believe too much in themselves, I think. Because I started by my own without no money, without no guarantee, and I created everything by myself. So why cannot they do the same? also if they maybe they say, oh, I do not have the money for doing it. Okay, we're going to find someone that's going to help you, help us. But I do not have the house. Yes, we're going to do a project, European project, or we're going to do a project like the one I've launched, Adopt a Vine, Adopt a Life, where people that need to have organic products, natural products, organic wine, organic olive oil, they can give a contribution. They can buy a quota of adoption, and they can have their own wine. They can have their own olive oil, have their own marmalade, jam, eggs, everything. I mean, these women can create their own project in my land. It's a great opportunity, I think.
It's fantastic and so inspiring what you're doing. It's very, very exciting as well, the project Adopt a Vine, Adopt a Life. I think this is sending such a positive message. And as you say, a lot of your work is involved with organic and biodynamic. Obviously, you wrote your thesis on this. Why did this become important to you? Why is organic, but not just organic, biodynamic, so important to you and your project?
Because I lost my grandma for the chemical that my grandfather was using on the land. I started from there. I was a child, and my grandma was on the back of the Seminat region. My grandfather was in front. Stava seminando il grano. And the only consultant they had at that time was the people that were selling them the products, and they were selling them the chemical products. Together with Blé, they were putting also some chemicals, that is the diserbante, Roundup, things, garbage like that. And she was on the back because you have to move the Blé while it goes into the machine. And so the poudre, she was inspiring this kind of chemical product over there, and she died. So I decided, why do we have to use chemicals for having more products and have this big loss in our life? Why do we need to have more products and kill someone? And from there, I started studying the organic world, because before there was no one talking about organic. I think I was one of the first in Italy, here in Abruzzo, to create organic wine. It was a 88, and I had my first wine, organic wine, on 96. Biodynamic, it came after. Why? Because then the politicians, they have made something, everything now is organic. You see, all the producers, they are organic, but it's not truly organic, I'm sorry to say that. And they are kind of launching the sustainable product. It's just a way of giving money to someone that is taking care of the land, not avoiding chemicals, but using in a rational way. It's always something. And thanks to God, someone is changing. But I want to have all my country organic, because we can. We have the sun, we have the land, we have the exposition, we have the hill. We can do everything organic. Why don't we do it? Because it's too expensive, yes, it's too expensive if you do it. But it's better for your health, for the health of the person that lives here. What is most important about your health? It is important to drink a safe wine. It is more important to have a great car or a great bottle of wine. It's better to have a great bottle of wine, great food, safe food. So I want this woman to produce also safe food for our customer, because I believe that we can create a kind of a group of entrepreneurs that want to eat good and to drink good, that's going to give to us the money for cultivating this land organically, for let this woman work in the land and create for them the product. We are able to do that. I have an equip of workers, of analog, that can follow the production of the land. We have planted now 23,000 new vine, and it's all sauvage vine. We need to Innestare, as I did when I was 10 years old. Because when I was 10 years old, my grandfather taught me to do the innesto. That is a kind of work to do on the vine, to let them change the grape they give to you. So this is a practice that we do still here in the white vine. We do the innesto, and then we have the white grapes of Trebbiano, or the red grapes of Montepulciano, or the red grapes of Sauvignon. We can create the wine our customer wants. So we have a farm of 30 hectares, 7 hectares of vineyard, and importers can adopt the vine and create their own wine. The house that they were going to create there will be also for them, because they can have, together with the land, they can have also a tiny house and a tiny wine cellar for the big supporter, obviously, not to someone that, oh yes, I want to adopt a vine, I want to adopt one vine, yes, 20 euro, thank you, but you cannot come to make the wine. If you want to adopt 1 hectare wine, so you're going to invest 20,000 euro, then you're going to have a chance of working on the vineyard, working on the wine cellar, and create your own wine. And if you want, you can also create your own wine cellar and have your own houses where you can come with your guests, with your friends, and enjoy the countryside and create your wine, and then go there and drink with your friends and age the wine there. I know that it's a dream. I was dreaming when I was 18 about creating my wine cellar, and I did. I was 40. I was dreaming when I was working with my father, and I was saying to him, we are going to sell the wine all over the world, and we are going to be one of the best producers of Montepulciano d'Abruzzo. He said, you are the one that you want to be big. Yes, I am the one. And now, Emilio Pepe Wine is all over the world and is very well known for his wine that is so good, so pure, so natural. And everyone believes it. And now we are the only one that we have 50 different vintages of wine. And we show them that our wine can age for 20, 30, 50 years if we make it in the right way. I know it's a lot of effort, a lot of work, but we can do it. And if someone wants to, they can come and share our passion, share our vision. I know that in the future, the entrepreneur will be always more social. I start already now. I did already 3 contracts with 3 different associations for working together and let them come in the vineyard, let them come in the wine cellar, let them come and create their own wine and be proud of sharing it. Can you imagine how good it will be when you have given a part of your money to someone that is starting a new life, and with all her strength, all her desire of being better, she's going to make one of the best wine for you, one of the best olive oil, one of the best soap, one of the best pasta. And she gives to you, and you give to her the freedom of, and the happiness of being herself, being satisfied about what she does. For me, it's the best thing. Just a few days ago, I was to a ceremony, and I was imagined to be there, like the one that was inside, and I was imagining to have four or five women that were coming there saying thanks to me for the future I gave it to them. I believe that this is the future. The entrepreneur has to be social, and I can do it because I have a big farm that is waiting for you. So enjoy, come, take your time, give your contribution to create a better world, because that will keep safe land, clean land. They will create great product because there is all their love inside. And love is the key, I think.
And it's so lovely to hear you talk so passionately about these projects and about how you took something so tragic as, you know, your grandmother's death, and you turned it into this, you use the word rebirth. you made this rebirth and this passion for organics, and then took that again and took your dream to share this with other people and help other people and give them opportunities, not just to simply help them, but give them their own opportunities to help themselves. This is such an important thing that you're doing, and it's so exciting to have someone in the wine industry who takes the dreams and really makes them into a concrete reality. It's very exciting for the future of not just Italian wine, but I think wine globally.
We have to. I think every one of us has to feel inside the necessity of giving something great to the world. We have gone through that. Why are you in this world? You have a mission to accomplish. You have something to give to others. It's not enough to have. I do not have just for having. I want to have for sharing. When I let them people taste my wine, I'm so happy to see their face that they were starving. People are calling me, oh, yesterday I'm drinking your 2003 white wine, Pepe Bianco, that was marvelous. We couldn't believe it, because they were thinking that I was only by myself. I was not able to create a 2003 white, so powerful, so great. Also after almost 20 years, now he's 18 years. And say, yes, I can. And you too, you can. I think I have to share with people my passion for being contagious. When people come to my place, I'm so full of energy. I want to share with them. I take them to the wine cellar. I take them to the vineyard. I take them to the house of agriturismo. Say, come, there's a place where you can stay. Come, here is a place where you can learn. And here is what we can do. The problem is that the one they come all together, so it's complicated then. They want to come here on the harvest time. Everyone wants to come on the harvest time. So now I decide, okay, yes, you can come, but we have to organize it before. We have to come, okay, this day you come, the other day come another, the other person. So I plan it, the timing for the person to come and to organize themselves.
I think when all of our listeners hear this, they will be desperate to come to Abruzzo and see a winery.
Also because it's so beautiful. When I wake up in the morning and I see the sun that is starting to grow on the sea, because we see the sea from here, and it's so beautiful. There's such a kind of energy, and I want to share this energy with everyone. I want to create here in my wine cellar, wine agriturismo, so they can come and wake up in the morning and be full of energy and start the day with so much great mission to create. You're going to see. It's something that's unbelievable. And to share this, it's not something that you can buy. It's something that you need to share, because there is no price for that. But the happiness they have when they see it, that's my payment.
So you love to share, and I'm hoping that you have just a few more minutes before we finish the interview, as we're running out of time. I was hoping to ask you to share how you manage to stay so positive, because you are such a positive, passionate person. Every time I see you speaking, every time I see you on social media, you are so positive and passionate. How do you stay so positive in such challenging times? What's your secret, Stefania? Is it the wine?
I have had also a bad time. And maybe also only because I have had a very bad time, I can be so happy now. Because I have gone through a different dead people around me. And it's for that. I say, thanks to God, I'm alive. And I can give. I can create new opportunity, create new products, give joy through my wine, because people that drinks my wine gets my energy, gets my love. And where does it come from? I believe in God. I believe in God, and it's that gave me to me so much courage. I was 20, and I was alone in New York, and everyone was saying, oh, you do not have to go out by yourself at night. I was coming back from my work. I was a waitress. It was 1 o'clock in the night. I didn't have any fare. It's my fate, maybe, that gives so much strength. I feel that I'm always followed by my angels, garden angels. So now I have my husband in the sky, my grandmother in the sky, my teacher in the sky, so my friends in the sky. So they are pushing me to do a lot now. And that is one of the things I have. I have to do everything now. I cannot wait. Because life is so short, and also in this period, as you see, this period is very tough. Because it is tough, we have to do it now, not tomorrow, now. Now we have to start giving. Now we can buy 10,000 euro of adoption and give one room for one woman to live there with her baby. We have to do it now because it's short. We have just a short time here. We have to invest. We have to invest our short time here to creating the best. So if we can give new opportunity for someone, let's do it. If we giving, we can get back wine and products that is good for our health. So we have to do double because we are giving benefit to others and benefit to ourselves. Because we can, if we are important, we can decide also to create our own logo, our own bottle. And have the bottle on the market with our signature, telling people that we are creating our wine, our olive oil in the countryside, thanks to a lot of women that are rebirthing in their land. But I have everything on the website. Everyone that needs to know more information, they can write to me. Stefania Pepe is on the web. And Montebucciaro d'Abruzzo, .it is my website. They can write to me and I will give all the information. Either for people that just want to buy one adoption or 10 adoption or 100 adoption or 1,000 adoption. If you are an importer and you are buying wine, why don't you create your own 1,000 bottle collection of your wine and be proud to tell your customer that you gave opportunity to 10 women to start their own life with their baby in a countryside, in a safe place, working and living with their work. I think this is the most important things is that for me. I don't know for if you even that or not, but I think we should do it. I have a great business plan. We can share this with a big investor and let them do it for benefit. Social benefit and for their benefit because they're going to grow.
I think this is such a fantastic thing that you're doing, and I'm so glad that we're able to share it. Stefania, thank you so much for joining me on the Italian Wine Podcast today, sharing your passion for your wine, for your projects, and also your positivity. I think everyone can learn a little bit from you about how to approach the world in such a positive and giving way. Thank you so much, and we look forward to hearing more about what you're doing in the future.
Thank you to you. Thank you to you, and I wait for you here in Abruzzo at Stefania Pepe Wine Cellar.
Listen to the Italian Wine Podcast wherever you get your podcasts. We're on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Himalaya FM, and more. Don't forget to subscribe and rate the show. If you enjoy listening, please consider donating through italianwinepodcast.com. Any amount helps cover equipment, production, and publication costs. Until next time, cin cin.